Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mickey, going back to last night, Chris Mazz is your eighth pitcher of the night. What do you say to a guy like that when he's the last one you got out there in the bullpen?
No, he did a fine job. It was a tall order. Pitched the day before, two innings. Have to come back and try to do that. That's definitely a tough situation. But you know what? He threw the ball over the plate, and they just beat him. And that's really all you can ask in the end. So, like I said, it's a tall order, and we ended up on the losing side of things, but he went out there and gave it his best.
I know you want to win the game, but as the innings start piling up, at what point do you start to say, gosh, we got three more games in a row in this series that we have to kind of figure out?
Yeah, I think in that moment, you don't even think about that. You know, you're thinking about the next batter, the next pitch, let's win a game, and then you're going to figure out the rest of the season after. You know, I think that if you let that kind of stuff start creeping in your head, you're not focused on what you need to get done in that moment.
What's the chess match like as in certain innings you get runners on base and who you might pinch hit and who you not? I certainly don't know the game's going to go 16 innings, but someone like Dom ends up pinch hitting and ends up playing a couple innings in the field and getting a couple at bats.
Right, yeah, like Conforto. You know, he came in, big pinch hit situation off a lefty, didn't get it done, and then he went out there and got two more hits off of lefties. You know, so it's always interesting. Games like that are always interesting. You know, you look back and go, oh, man, what if he would have just gotten one of those hits and maybe the game would have been over, but that's baseball. That's the beauty of this game. Anything can happen. You can go 16 innings. You guys that didn't get to play almost play full games, and you try to keep that chess match going through nine, and then just adjust in the end. And at some point, when you play 16 innings, your work's over. You know, there was a point where they had their last pitcher in the game that was available. We had our last pitcher in the game that was available. And you can't make any more moves because you're out of players. So we could have just walked inside and just let the game happen. But it's interesting when you play 16.
Nogosek and Batchelor are here, fresh arms. What are the reports on them?
Yeah, it sounds like they've been throwing the ball well, getting ahead, all those little things that we were talking about that our bullpen needs to do and that our bullpen has been doing since the break. And we're looking forward to them going out there and giving us some pretty good innings.
And on the bright side, you got Mr. Jacob deGrom starting tonight.
Yeah, no, that's really good. You know, and I think, we were talking about this earlier. The good part about this 16-inning game is that it comes at the beginning of a four-game series with the same team. You know, this really hurts you if you do it at the end and then you have to go and play a fresh team. They are in the same boat we are, bullpen-wise, and we have Jacob deGrom going versus Beedy. So, I feel like we're in the driver's seat.
Jacob's last start, he was gassed after five innings, but still gave you a good five innings in Miami. How do you think he's been throwing coming out of the break?
Oh, he's fine. You know, he's in a really good rhythm. Obviously, an all-star in the first half, and then has not looked back since. So I'm really encouraged about where he's at, and especially going into the game today.
Zach Wheeler's thrown a few days in a row. How's he feeling with that shoulder?
He's feeling good. Had a really good day today, it seems like, and we'll continue to monitor his progress.
What's the next step for him as you hope to get him back? I mean, he is eligible to come off on Monday.
Yeah, there's really not a next step at this point other than see how he comes in tomorrow and then make the necessary schedule from there.
Long night last night. Todd Frazier, just a day off today at third?
Yeah, just a day off. We're going to have to be diligent about that the next few days with some of our guys. Anytime guys play 16 innings, you got to take care of them. We'll do that with Todd today. We'll do it with maybe a couple guys tomorrow since it's a night game and then a day game, and then move forward.
Echeverria has been giving you some good at-bats, and his defense has always been very good.
Yeah, he really has. So getting him in there, you don't feel like you lose much. He's done a great job, a great defense at third when he's been in there. And like you said, he's been swinging the bat well.
All right, Mickey, thanks. Have a good one tonight.
Yep, thanks a lot, Brad.